Okay, Psachim Daveis Amidbeis, and we're up to the Gemara now bringing another raya about the question of the meaning of the word or. We had already seven rayas from Psukim and Tanakh, and we've seen two rayas coming from Mishnayos of Raisis, that at this point we've had one proof, definitive proof, that or in fact would mean night, and that was from the Mishnah of Daf Yud Amidbeis. But the Gemara continues to prove from other places as well. So here we're going to Inyanim, no longer Psachim related, but because it's Rosh Hashanah coming up, we'll try to get a little bit of a taste of Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah out of this next Makor, and then we'll go on in Mif Hashem to the next chorus after that. Okay, Mei Sive. So they asked the following Kasha, again, to try to figure out the meaning of the word or. It says as follows, Ein Masiyin Masuos, Ela ala chodesh shenira bizmano lekadsho. Now, let's understand. This brisa that we're quoting is an elaboration of a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Adav Chav Beis Amid Beis. Let me read you the Mishnah, and then we have the background for the brisa, which is actually quoted also there in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, which is really what we're going to read over here, in Masiyin Ela chodesh shenira bizmano. The Emasai Masi and Masuos. So the Mishnah says the following. We know that when they were Mekadesh the Chodesh based on eyewitnesses, based on Re'iyah, so the Beis Din would have the right to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. If it were to be day 30, the Chodesh, of course, can either be a Chodesh of 29 days, Chaser, and day 30 would be Rosh Chodesh, or the Chodesh would be Malei, in which case day 31 would be Aleph of the next month. And based on the Eidim and the Drushas V'Chakiris of the Eidim, Beis Din could make the determination on Yom Shloshim that that would be Rosh Chodesh, meaning the previous month was Chaser, and that would be a formal declaration based on having accepted the Eidim. Beis Din would declare Mekudash HaChodesh, that's all described in Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. The people would respond Mekudash, Mekudash, and that's the Koach that was given to Klal Yisrael, to Beis Din, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, all kinds of halachas of the nature of the Beis Din, they have to be smuchim, etc., etc. Today, of course, we have a different way to figure out the calendar that's based on Cheshbon, but in the time that you had Beis Din HaGadol and you had Smicha, so you could have the actual Beis Din. The Beis Din could be a Beis Din of three, but they have to have Smicha, and that's the Beis Din that could declare Rosh Chodesh. Now, once Beis Din declares Rosh Chodesh, the obligation is not just to declare Rosh Chodesh, but to communicate to Klal Yisrael which day was Rosh Chodesh. So exactly how would it work? So we all know the fact that we have 2 days, of Yamim Tovim today out of Eretz Yisrael is because the Shluchim that they would send would not reach the faraway places in time to get the message out which day was determined to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they would have to keep the extra day. But once upon a time, the message actually got out. You could say today would be a lot easier, right, with communication. But even in the time that we didn't have, you know, the free exchange of communication, there was a more primitive way that would allow the message to get out without having to send people to the places where they would go. And that's what this Mishnah, Chabez and Beis and Rosh Hashanah, is discussing. Barishona, originally, Hayu Masiyin Masuos. That means that they would have these torches that they would use to, as we see, we're going to see now, they would go on the mountains and from one mountain to another, to another, to another, until it would get all the way to Bavel, and people would know based on the sign of when they would set up these torches on the mountain. So Rashi there writes, so Beis Din would declare Rosh Chodesh. Now, when would they declare Rosh Chodesh? So certainly, we assume on Yom Shloshim they would declare Rosh Chodesh. What about Yom Lamed Aleph? Would that be by default? Because you can never obviously have a month that would have more than 30 days. So that's Machlokes actually in the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, whether they would have to say Mekudash on Yom Lamed Aleph or would be something that would be Memela. There's actually different shitas on this question, Adaf Chav Dalid in Rosh Hashanah. So we have here, just to read you that Mishnah, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash, V'chol arm onin ach mekudash mekudash. Says the Tanakama, ben shenir bismano, ben shalonir bismano, mikachino. So according to the Tanakama, there would be a need for Beis Din to say Mekudash, both if it was bismano or shalo bismano, meaning whether it was Yom Lamed, which could have been still the 30th of the previous day. But even if it would be Yom Lamed Aleph, they would have to say Mekudash. Rav Elezer Rav Tzadok Omer, Imlo Nir Bismano, if you wouldn't have the moon showing on day 30, Ein Mekachino, so there'd be no need for Beis Din to make that declaration, Shekvar Kidshu Shamayim, because already Bashamayim, it's clear by default that Yom Lamed Aleph will be Rosh Chodesh. Then there is actually another opinion in the Gemara, the opposite. Plimo says, Bismano Ein Mekachino, so Shelo Bismano Mekachino, so. Either way, the Gemara concludes the halacha follows the shita of Avraham Bar Tzadok in the Mishnah, which is that if it was lo nir bismano, if it was not appearing on Yom Shloshim, then there'd be no need to formally say Mekudash. But either way, we'd have to know, we'd have to get the knowledge, when was Rosh Chodesh to be? Was Rosh Chodesh decided to be on Yom Lamed based on the declaration? Would it be the default, whereas that means that Yom Shloshim would still be Yom Shloshim the previous month, it would be a Mole month, and Rosh Chodesh will be on Yom Aleph, that would be very relevant because of the Yom Tovim and so on that would follow. So how would they get the message out? So the Mishnah again on Chav Beis on the day says, Barishona, originally the way the system worked, Hayimasi and Masilos, says Rashi, La'acha shekitshu ha'chodesh, whenever they've been b'kash the chodesh, we'll see, let's say it was Yom Shloshim, they didn't have to hire the messengers to send Lugola, Lahudia, ki hamasuos modim osam. They had the instant method of the masuos. That was what was done. However, mishikilkulu hakusim, so the kusim, they wanted to make problems for the whole Kiddush HaChodesh system, and they were also putting on these torches even when they should not have been the torches, and people would get confused. Rashi explains the Yisil Gam Hei Masuos Shelo Bisman HaChodesh Lahatos Yisrael, and Beis Din would only do it, and we're going to see this in the Braisa that we're about to read in the Gemara, Beis Din would only do it biyom, in a time when the Chodesh was Niskadesh Biyom Lamed. That was when they would set up the torches. And if, let's say, Yom Lamed was not determined to be Rosh Chodesh, they would not set up the torches. But the Kusim would do it then also. And people would get the sense that that day was determined to be Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Kusim upset the system. And because of that, Hiskinu Sheyu Shluchim Yotzin. Okay, so that's when they changed the system to arrange for Shluchim. The Mishnah describes how it would work, the types of material that they would use, and how they would go on Haramishcha. That's where it would start. That's Harazesim. And from there, he would go up and down and side to side. That's how it would work. Mo'uchu mevi malo morit. Yeah, like we have, right, in all directions. Achu roes chavero shulosekei berosha harasheni. Another person, another mountain would get that signal, and he would do the same thing, and it would go from another mountain to a mountain to mountain. Ad shahayu ro kohagola lefanav kemidura sa'esh, until the whole area above El, the Gemara says, they would see like a big image of fire, kemidura sa'esh, a bonfire, and that would be the way that would get the message out. That is the Mishnah. So the Braisa, the Mishnah didn't actually state explicitly when they would do this. In other words, there really are numerous possibilities. You could say that you could have the Masi and Masuas could be after day 30 to say that day 30 was Niskadesh as Rosh Chodesh. You could say that after day 31, you wouldn't have to do it because if they didn't see anything, then they would know that day 31 was. You could say the opposite, that they would do it on after day 31 to say that day 30 was not Niskadesh, and they would know by the fact that they would do the Masuos after day 31 that means that there was no Rosh Chodesh on day 30. And you could talk about possibly doing it after each of those days. So the Mishnah is unclear. That's where the Braisa comes in, which is what's quoted here, and we're quoting it because of one word in the Braisa. So this Bryce is quoted right there in the Gemara as well in Chav Beis on the Beis in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara quotes it over here in Meisive. Ein Masi and Masuos, Ela ala Chodesh Anira Bismano Likadsho. The only time that they needed to send the message out via these torches at that point in history was for a chodesh shenira bismano. That's the way of saying that the moon had appeared and the Edom had testified and that had been vetted and it was in the Kudash on day 30. So then they would have to send, that's when they would communicate that there was a Kiddush HaChodesh on day 30. But if there was no Nira Bismano, which means that day 30 was still Shayach to the previous month, then they would not send out the message with the torches. Okay, but now, when did they actually send this message out? The Emasai Masi and Masulos. When would they do it? In other words, you could do it after day 30, you could wait a day. Either way, the message communicated that day 30 was Rosh Chodesh. But when did the message begin to go out? At what point? At what day? At what point? Says the Braisa, L'or Iburo. L'or Iburo. What does L'or Iburo mean? So that means the night of the day that would have been the Mu'ubar of the month. In other words, the night after day 30. In other words, that night after day 30, that the day was Niskadesh as Rosh Chodesh, so the message went out that that day was Rosh Chodesh. L'or Ibura. Alma or Urtahu. So the Gemara therefore says, you see, Mefurish, from this Braisa, that the word or means night. Shmamina, and here we have Raya number two, that or means night. How does the Gemara know that or means night? Because what's the other possibility? That they did it by day. But obviously that wouldn't make sense. Why not? Because the point of the torches was that it would be seen. Obviously the point is it has to be when it's still dark. So obviously it had to be at night. Why couldn't we suggest, like we had in the previous Gemara, that it was done at Amud HaShachar, when it's still a little bit light? Why couldn't we still push that possibility? No, anyone have a teretz?
Could be that people aren't there to see it at Amud HaShachar because they're not up and about.
Not up yet. People are already starting to getting ready to go to work. They're going to go over at work at sunrise. No, Mustama, they have to wake up before that. No, yeah, I don't know, but I could say better. You know,
this can't was see not it clearly.
Okay, that
starts at night. The day starts at night, so you want to know Rosh Chodesh already by the night before.
Okay, so they get the message the next morning. But the answer is simple. This wasn't a process that took 5 minutes. Let's imagine Alos HaShachar Tanit Chachama takes, I don't know, whatever, an hour. So Mumaisa, till you got one mountain to another mountain to another mountain, it could take a few hours till it was at the mission, as the mission describes, Acho HaYeroa Ko HaGola Lefan Kinduras Esh. So if you, at some point in time it's going to be day, then you've lost that continuous communication. You have to allow for the whole process to take several hours. I think that's what the Chasam Sofer says, I believe, that it's pashut, it couldn't be Alos HaShachar because it wouldn't be enough time for the whole process to run its course. So that's a pashut to answer. So it's obvious it was at night. So what do we have? The word or Ibura means the night after the 30th. Just interesting, we'll speak it outside, then we'll see inside. If you remember, there was a Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta on the first words of the Mishnah, or la'arba asar garsinan. What did Rashi want with those words? Or la'arba asar garsinan. So the Rishonim tell us, the Ran, for example, Chidush Yaran, other Rishonim, there was another girsa that Rashi wanted to negate. Rather than or la'arba asar, the girsa that some had was li'or arba asar. Li'or arba asar. Not or li'or arba asar. Li'or arba asar. The Rashi says, not correct. Or li'or arba asar. Why is that? So the Rishonim explained, because were it to say li'or arba asar, the meaning would be not the night before the 14th, but the night after the 14th. In other words, le'el tesvav. L'masha, like we have over here. Le'or Iburo. Le'or Iburo means the night after Iburo. Iburo is Yom Shloshim. So that can be. So Rashi has to therefore mimagia here, Garsinan, or Le'arba Asa. The Rishonim, they say it's not necessarily such a proof, because even if you have Le'or, it could sometimes mean one way, sometimes the other. Sometimes it can mean the night after. What mentioned afterwards or can mean the night before. So each place can mean what it means. But this is the first run in the Chidushei HaRan. You can look at, he basically is mefalpa with other examples. The gears are coming up in the next couple of examples in the Gemara, or l'shmoneh ve'echad, coming by Nosar, the next one, or Shlishi, is it Le'or Shlishi, or Lishlishi? I can have to go through, according to this, each example. If you want to be consistent with Rashi's position, then it's always going to have to be, if you want to mean the night before a certain day, then you cannot say Le or something, you have to say Or Le, because Le or something would always mean that it's the night after the day that you're mentioning. Okay, let's look at the Rashi now. In terms of more details, Rashi says, "Ein masiyin masuos avukos b'rashi harim." That's what at masuos are, these torches on the tops of the mountains. Hayishluche based in osin lohdia shehayom kitchu based in esachodesh, to let people know that today, meaning that earlier that day, in other words, the day of Shloshim, there was a Kiddush based in. Again, the pashtus is that we hold that on Yom Shloshim, there had to be a formal declaration of Kiddush based in. Ela ala chodesh enira bizmano l'kacha. The only time they would send out these messages via the torches was on a chodesh that there was a declaration on Yom Shloshim to be Rosh Chodesh. B'yom Shloshim, shenira l'kadesh. That's the day that it's potentially fit to have a declaration on. The ilu kisha chodesh me'uber, because if you have a case of a chodesh that is mole, meaning me'uber, meaning it's mole, it's pregnant, it's full, it's a leap month. But osin rosh chodesh b'yom shoshim ve'echad ein mekadshin also. Then you don't have to be mekadesh through bezin shekvar kitshu shamay. Rashi is paraphrasing the shita that we quoted just before on Daf Chav Dalet in Rosh Hashanah. That's exactly the shita of Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok, that imlo nir bizmano ein mekadshino so shekvar kitshu shamayim. That's the Lashon HaMishnah that Rashi is paraphrasing, that you don't have to actually be mekadesh it, because that's memela. If it's not day 30, it's obviously going to be day 31. Oh, so now, what is the point of this braisa telling us that emasai? When are we doing it? Emasai masin l'ori buro, or emasin elachosh nir bizmano? What's the chidush of this braisa? Vashmeinan haitana the achoser avdinan masuos on the chodesh chaser, meaning when Yom Shloshim is Rosh Chodesh, that's when they sent the torches out. The amale lo avdinan masuos. But on a Chodesh Mole, when Memela Yom Lamed Aleph is Rosh Chodesh, they would not send any message, and therefore, by not seeing the torches, people would obviously recognize that it was not going to be Yom Lamed that was Rosh Chodesh, but it was Yom Lamed Aleph. Okay, she'ein ro'en masuos, right, when people didn't see it, yodim shachodesh me'uber. And when did they do it exactly? Or iburo le'el she'ovar shloshim, the night that was after Shloshim. And the message, therefore, would be lo dia shayom niskadesh. So again, there are 2 points in this braisa. Number one, that there was no message sent except when Yom Lamed was niskadesh, and the timing specifically was right after that Yom Shloshim. Those are the 2 points that this braisa is saying. Again, there would be no message sent if there was no kiddush on Yom Lamed, and the message was sent mamish motzai that Yom Lamed, that they would be able to do the torches. Lo'di Hashem is Kaddish. Leo Shloshim, the Gisa Shachar would be Leo Shloshim, Kari Or Iburo. Le'or Iburo, meaning the night after Shloshim, or you want to say Leo Shloshim, the Echad, meaning after Yom Shloshim. Al Shem Shebo Nasa Chodesh Me'ubar. Or Iburo, the or of the Ibur, of the day which is Ibur, which is the leap day of the month. Kish'en Kovin Bo Es Rosh Chodesh. Alma or urtuhu da beyom imasiin shel or imasus shel or nearest mirachot. By day you're not going to see the torches, and again the amudah shachar wouldn't help you because it took time, as we said before. Now just a little bit more to flesh out. Once we're quoting already the Mishnah, the Braisa. So lemaisa, why is it that the system was set up only to communicate through these torches on a chodesh that was Nira Bizmano when Rosh Chodesh was Yom Lamed? Why would they choose to do it that way? There are other options. So that's where the Gemara discusses here on Chav Beis on the Beis on to Chav Gimel Med Aleph. The Gemara first asks the Memra to tell me the Achaser Abdinan Amoli Lo Abdinan My Taima. Why don't you do the Masuos if the Chodesh would be Niskadesh, let's say Aide Shamayim, on Yom Lamed Aleph? You can also send the Masuos. When will you send it? You'll send it after the 31st day. So the Gemara says, because there's going to be potential issues if you have a situation of Rosh Chodesh Chaser, meaning a month which was 29 days, but it was Chal on Erev Shabbos, day 30. No, if day 30 is Erev Shabbos, so you can't do the Masuos on Friday night, so then you're going to have to do it the next day. But then people are going to think that it means something different than it does. People are not going to know what to make of that. So the Gemara starts talking about the potential issues if you're going to start sending out the Masuos either direction. So I'll skip over those couple of lines. Gemara works out different mistakes that people could make. But then the Gemara has the following question. Okay, so you can do it for both possibilities. Two possibilities. Either Yom Shloshim is Rosh Chodesh or Yom Shloshim Ve'echad is Rosh Chodesh. You're going to have to decide which scenario is going to warrant the message through the Masuos. So what is the answer? After Yom Shloshim being Rosh Chodesh is when they sent the message, and after Yom Lamed Aleph being Rosh Chodesh, there was no message sent out. Why not do it the other way around? So the Gemara asks further, V'levit amole, v'lo levit achaser klal. Interesting. So why do it one way? I mean, you can always decide. The default will be the opposite, right? So right now we're assuming if there were no Masuos, people would know the Chodesh was Me'ubar. If there were Masuos, and if it was a situation of Friday night, so then it would have to be the next night, but there would be Masuos, there'd be those torches. They would know that Yom Lamed was Rosh Chodesh. Why not do it the other way around? That if there was no torches, then that would have meant that Yom Lamed was Rosh Chodesh. That would be the default. And if there were Masuos, it was a Chodesh Mole, then they'd know that it was Yom Lamed Aleph. That's the Gemara's question. It's an interesting question. So Amar Abaye, the reason why they did it this way, that they sent out the message if Yom Lamed was Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to doing it the other direction, in the other scenario, Mishum Bitu Melacha L'am Shnei Yamin. Because then you'd have a situation of people being nispato for melacha for 2 days. And in order not, people shouldn't have to be off for 2 days for melacha. So there's an advantage of having the masuo sent after Yom Lamed rather than to tell you that Yom Lamed was niskadesh, rather than waiting for after Yom Lamed Aleph to tell you that Yom Lamed was not niskadesh. What kind of bitul melacha are we talking about? What kind of bitul melacha are we talking about? So Rashi and Tosus have a disagreement on this. Tosus says it has to do with general Rashi Chadashim, because apparently there was a minhag. Today we've heard about this minhag for women. Tosus mentions that as well. Not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So Lamaisa, if you're going to let the message be sent out after Yom Lamed, then they'll know that that was Rosh Chodesh, and then Yom Lamed Aleph, they can go to work. But if the message was always sent out after Yom Lamed Aleph, then by default, people are always going to have to be abstaining from Melacha for 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos basically assumes that there was such a minhag that people didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi didn't learn that way.
Rashi, is this for?
I'm sorry?
Is this a minhag for both women and men?
So that's right. So Tosfos says at the end that there was such a minhag for women. But Tosfos initially, when he's learning Pshat in the Gemara, he doesn't say it's limited to women. He says that Rashi's pshat, which we'll soon speak out, was a chinam dachak lefarish, what Rashi says. He says, but really, akodosh chodesh kai, ki lo hayu regilim, lasos melacha b'rashi chadashim. Tosis brings a Gemara Megillah, that's mashma that way. Lo hayu regilim. And therefore, he brings a Gemara Megillah, v'she'ein bo bitu melacha l'am, ki lon rosh chodesh v'chol shamoi. Why do we have four aliyas when we have rosh chodesh, just like chol hamoed? Because people are not working. That's Embo Bita Malacha La'am, or actually, whatever. It's people had a minog not to do work. Okay. Then Tosis brings, after that, it's not a formalist Malacha. It's Lo Regilim. technically it's mutter, but lo yirigilim lasus. That's how he learns it. Then he brings regilim that Kosh Baruch Hu added the yontif of Rosh Chodesh for women, bischar, that they didn't want to be mishtatif in the Chet HaEgel. Fine, Tosus brings that at the end. Either way, Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi, at least here, doesn't learn this way. Rashi learns that what the Gemara means, that the reason why they didn't send the Masuos message after Yom Lamed Aleph to say that Yom Lamed was not Niskadish, but rather they would send the message of Masuos after Yom Lamed to say that it was Niskadish, because of Bito Malacha of Rosh Hashanah. That's why I bring it to your attention here. Says Rashi, Amar Abaye, Mishum Bito Melacha, I Amrit Awat, what's going to happen is, if we're only going to send them, do the Masuos on a Chodesh Mole, not on Chaser, Ein Lecha Rosh Hashanah, She'ein Misbatrin B'nei HaGolam Imelacha Shnei Yomim. That every single Rosh Hashanah, the B'nei HaGolam are going to have to abstain from Melacha for 2 days. Why? Yom Lamed, they'll have to abstain on Yom Lamed, Shema Hayom Rosh Hashanah. Maybe today was Rosh Hashanah, so they couldn't do Melacha on Yom Lamed. The Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, and also the 31st day, Shema Ibru Esachodesh, maybe Yom Lamed was still Elul, and therefore V'hayom Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no alternative but for the B'nai Agola to have to abstain 2 days. However, by sending out the message after Yom Lamed, so doing it for the Chodesh Chaser, now you have opportunities for people to go to work in the case where Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Hashanah, was on Yom Lamed. Avo ki avdinan masuos achaser, l'or Yom Lamed, says Rashi, yadi, then they'll know, shebiyom shloshim nikba, that it was nikba determined on Yom Shloshim, b'yasa melacha l'machar, v'ein b'telen shnei yomim ela b'me'uber. Then the only time they'd have to abstain for 2 days, if there was no message of the masuos, in the case where Yom Lamed was in fact still Elul, right, but Masha Inkin, if Yom Lamed was Rosh Hashanah already, so then people would go to work the next day. So because we wanted the opportunity for people not to always have to be in this battle 2 days, Melacha Rosh Hashanah, so therefore the message was only sent for a Chodesh Chaser for all the months, right? All the months, the message was sent only for Chodesh Chaser because of the, otherwise you'd have Bito Melacha Rosh Hashanah 2 days for Bnei Agol. That means that Chazal, according to Rashi's pshat, Tosus learned differently, as we saw. But according to Rashi, the Chazal wanted to give opportunities to Bnei Agola, when possible, not to do 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting. So it comes out, just if you think about it, like we now, today, of course, things are very different. Today we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah everywhere. But at the time that they had Shuluchim, so you could say in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, where they were Mekadesh, they would know. And then beyond that, people wouldn't know. But here, at the time that they did the system of Masir Masuos, if the determination was 1 day was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Shloshim, in that situation, everybody got to know about it. They were probing Rosh Hashanah during that day, and they knew already that was Rosh Hashanah came and went, and the next day was already Beis Tishrei, and they wouldn't have to do any abstention from Malacha. That's what comes out according to the system of Masih and Masuos. Now I'd want to take it a step further. Now Mishakilkilu Haminim, Mishakilkilu Hakusim. So now you had Shuluchim. Shuluchim, of course, are not going to get right away to their destination. So at that point in time, when the Shuluchim now are being sent out, so how many days Rosh Hashanah did everybody keep out of Eretz Yisrael in the Gola? So it's a very machlokes here also Rashi and Tosfos. If you go back in Rosh Hashanah to an earlier Mishnah, so this Mishnah told us that there was once upon a time a different system, and then Mishakilkilu Hakusim, they changed it to Shluchim. The earlier Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches, talks about the months that the Shluchim would go out. So the Mishnah says there were 6 months that the Shluchim needed to get the message out. Al Nisan, because of Pesach, on Av, because of Tisha B'Av. Then it says the following 2 examples in the list of 6. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Ve'al tishrei mipnei takonas hamoados. For Elul, they had to send a message which day was going to be determined, was determined to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. This way, they would know Rosh Hashanah, because based on the calculation from Elul. And then again, Tishrei, because they have to know when to follow up with the Moados for Sukkot. Right? That's the Mishnah. So let's take one at a time. Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? That means that once the Gola would hear when was Rosh Chodesh Elul, they would be able to calculate Rosh Hashanah. How so? Because by knowing which day was, which of the 2 days, Lamed or Lamed Aleph, was Rosh Chodesh Elul, meaning whether Av was Chaser and Rosh Chodesh Elul was a day earlier on Yom Lamed, or Av was Moleh, and then Elul would not be, Aleph Elul would not be till Yom Lamed Aleph, right, after Av. So then they'd be able to calculate Rosh Hashanah. But how many days Rosh Hashanah would they keep? How many days Rosh Hashanah would they keep? Based on knowing when Elul was, when Aleph Elul was, so now they would know Rosh Hashanah. So what did they keep on Rosh Hashanah? 1 day or 2 days? So Rashi learns, look at the Rashi there if you have it, or I'll read it to you. Modiin Masai Hischo Elul, V'osin Rosh Hashanah B'yom Shloshim Le'elul Begola. They would be able to go Basarov. The Rov Shanim Ein Elul Me'ubar. Most of the time, they did not make Elul 30 days. Elul was generally 29 days. There were rare exceptions here and there if they had to work something out because of considerations of not having back-to-back with Yom Kippur, a Friday or a Sunday. So then they would have to be Ma'aber Elul. But usually they worked it out in advance so that would not come out in the calendar and they would have 29 days of Elul. So therefore, the Gola had a right to assume that El would be 29 days. So once they knew when Aleph, no, from there, on Yom Shloshim, they would keep Rosh Hashanah 1 day only. That's what Rashi learns. The Alpha be Shesafiku be Yadam Shema Yabru Beizdin, E Efshalem Ladas, since they couldn't know for sure, maybe El was Me'ubar, but usually it wasn't. Ba'al-Korchon Hochen Acharov Shonim, so Memela, you have to know when Elul starts in order to know Yom Shloshim Rosh Hashanah. This is Tosfos. This is Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos on the bottom of the page on Yud Chesem at Aleph. He says, no. He brings the Gemara in Beit, so he says they had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Misafik. But you had to know when Elul starts because you have to know when to start counting to day 30 and then day 31. So Memela, you still had to know when Elul, Aleph Elul was. But of course, they didn't keep 1 day, they kept 2 days. Now, this Machlokis, Rashi and Tosfos, repeats itself on Daf Yutes on the days in Rosh Hashanah. I'm just giving you a bit of a flavor of Gemara Rosh Hashanah in terms of the Zman at that point with the Shluchim, what the Bnei HaGola would do. Again, first we had the Shekilkel, we had the Masuim Masuos. So then they would know right away, and everyone would keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah if it was Yom Shloshim with Rosh Hashanah. But in the case of Shluchim, according to Rashi, it in fact, at that point, they would keep only 1 day, calculate from Aleph Elul, day 30 being Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says no, 2 days. So how does this come up again in the Gemara? Because the next line of the Mishnah says, after sending for Elul, the Shluchim, they also went out on Tishrei. Nipnei takonas hamoados. In other words, once based and determined when is Rosh Hashanah, when is Aleph Tishrei, the Shluchim will go out the next day and they try to get to wherever they can get in time for Sukkot to let people know whether Elul was in fact 30 days or only 29 days. So they shouldn't have any, they shouldn't be depressed about whether they kept the right Cheshbon, Rashi says, for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the Gemara asked the question on your test on the days, I don't understand. Kevan dinafki luhu a elu a tishrei lamaluhu. They went out for Elul. So why go out for Tishrei? V'chi teima, maybe you'll say Dilma abrula Elul. Because after all, even if they knew Elul, but maybe Elul had 30 days. Ay, v'amar Rab Chanina, chinina bar kahana, amar Rab mimos Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu Elul me'ubar. We know that from the time of Ezra and on, we never had an Elul that was 30 days. What does he mean, Mimos Ezra Ve'elach? Because in the story described in Ezra and Nehemiah, you have there the story that they came back on Yom HaSheni, and it was apparently the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So that year, there were 30 days Elul, and that was why there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah at that time. This is different, not to be mistaken, with the 2 days that we have, which is Aleph and Beis Tishrei, we'll mention in a few minutes. That was the 2 day Rosh Hashanah, Bepashtus, meaning Lamed Elul, and then Aleph Tishrei. So after that, we don't find Elul Me'ubar. So why go out for Tishrei? Where it says Lo Matzino means to go Ifstrich. There was no need for it. Ha'ifstrich ma'abrinan le. Yes, so if they had to, they would end up changing what was the norm and making Elul 30 days. Fek de Gemara, but if you do that, ha'mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. If they're going to make Elul 30 days, ha'mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. What's that mean? It's going to mess up what the Bnei Agola did on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, okay, so be it. Mutav yitil kalkel Rosh Hashanah v'lo yiskalkel kula moados. But Lemaisa, if that's what it had to be, so be it. That's part for the course. And that's therefore why they went out again for Tishrei. What does the Gemara mean that if you're going to have El Me'ubar based on whatever need it was, then Hamekalkel Rosh Hashanah? So here, Rashi and Tosus are the shitasam of what they said before on the Mishnah. What was the conduct of the Bnei Agola once they knew which day was Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rashi said before that they would calculate and they would go day 30, 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Says Rashi, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? Hamekalkel Rosh Hashanah, dinimtza shelo asa'uha Bnei Agola kahalacha im abin Elul. Because it comes out they missed the boat. They calculated Rosh Hashanah on day 30, assuming that they knew Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then they calculated day 30 to be Rosh Hashanah, but really day 30 turned out to be Lamed Elul. So that means that they did Rosh Hashanah 1 day too early. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. On the Kalka Rosh Hashanah, they were doing what was normally the case, which would be that there was no Elul Me'ubar, and their cheshbon, therefore, was to do Rosh Hashanah Yom Shloshim only. And turns out that since Yom Shloshim was still Elul, because Elul turned out to be Me'ubar, that was a mistake as a result of this. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And Tosfos, Lishitaso, had to learn different pshat. Tosfos had to learn that the Kilka would be in terms of the 2 days that they said. In other words, you see again that the machlokas that we had earlier repeats itself in Pshat and the Gemara. Tosus says in the middle of the Tosus, Uparech hamekalkel Rosh Hashanah sheyasu shnei yamim misafik. So it's going to come out that Rashi and Tosus, both of them, are going to have to read this Gemara differently. Lemaisa, what happened next? What do we know today to be the case? Right, so according to this, the Zman of Masiyah Masuos, it could be that when Rosh Hashanah was on Yom Lamed, right, after 29 days of Elul, that everybody kept 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Ad kedei kach, that according to Rashi's Pshat and the Gemara, they didn't want Bnei Agola to abstain for 2 days from Malacha, which is why Dafka, they sent out the messages via the torches for a Chodesh Chaser, not for Chodesh Malay, which would therefore help for those years that Rosh Hashanah was Yom Lamed, that the people in the Bnei Agola, the diaspora, would not have to be abstained for 2 days. So that's for sure. When you got to the next stage, that they sent that Shluchim, now you have a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, when they knew what Elul was, did they keep 1 day based on assuming that Yom Lamed would be Rosh Hashanah, or did they keep 2 days Misafik? That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What do we have today? We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in a whole different way. We don't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah as in Lamed, Elul, and Aleph Tishrei. Our calculation of the calendar has always 29 days in Elul. That's a given. But we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah corresponding to Aleph Tishrei and Beis Tishrei. That's something different than what we normally have with 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And that's because of Sugyas and Beitza that have to do with the different Kufos later in time, the Mishnayis, when Edom would come at the very end of the day. So there was a takana for Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was different kufos, when you would be mekabel edim the entire day, or only up to a certain point of the day, but not mina mincha lamala. And there were periods where you would be noheg osa yom kodesh, because they were already thinking that it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and lamacha kodesh. And since you had already periods in history that there were noheg 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so that became the basis for what we call Yom Arichta, possibly, that the 2 days are considered to be Chativa Achas. And this is the basis for the whole Shaila that we have with regard to whether you say Shachiyanu on the second night Kiddush, because typically by a regular Yontif, we make Shachiyanu on the second night just like the first night. But Rosh Hashanah, because of the possibility of viewing it as Yom Arichta, so therefore maybe there shouldn't be a Shachiyanu, and therefore we try to have the Peri Chadash on the second night Rosh Hashanah to have in mind the Shachiyanu on the Peri Chadash or a new suit. People make a mistake and think every time you have a Yontif, or even the first night Rosh Hashanah, have a Shachiyanu fruit. Not true. It's only specific to Rosh Hashanah and only specific to the second night. Just to read a little bit from the Rambam, just to get a little bit of a flavor of this. Again, we're not doing the Sugyos and Beitza, but that's a whole other dimension to this. The Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Hei, explains things very, very clearly. Much of Kiddush HaChodesh is very complicated in the Rambam with the Cheshbonos, but this is not. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalid, Kishahaisa Sanhedrin, and you'll see how he holds on the Machokis that we were mentioning as well, Rashi and Tosfos. Kishahaisa Sanhedrin Kayemes, Bahayu Kovin al Hari'iya. When you had the Beis Din determining the Chodesh based on eyewitnesses, Hayu Bnei Eret Yisrael, Bechol HaMekomos Shemagin Alein Shluchei Tishrei, and all the places where the Shluchim would reach, Osin Yom Tovim Yom Echad Bilvad. Then they would only keep 1 day Yantif because they get the message. Ushar Mekomos HaRechokos She'en Shluchei Tishrei Yengin Alein. The Rambam seems to determine it based on how far, whether they reached or not, not per se Eretz Yisrael versus the diaspora. If they would have reached those places, then it's 1 day. If it's places that they would not have reached, then Hayu Osin Shnei Yom Misafik Ufishiroho Yodim Yom Shekavu Rob Nei Eretz Yisrael Sachodesh. Halacha Hei, Bizman Hazeh She'en Sham Sanhedrin. This gets to the question of Minagavoseinu Biadeinu. So we don't have a Sanhedrin. Ubeisim Shal Eretz Yisrael Koven Al Cheshbin Zeh Hayu Min Hadin. We should have said logically, "Sheyil b'chol mekomos osin yom tov echad belvad." I feel on mekomos harachokos shebechutz laaretz kmo b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Shehakol al cheshbon echad somchin v'kovin. Everyone knows the calendar's cheshbon. Avo takanas chachamim hu sheyizaru b'minog avaseim shebiyadeim. That's the Rambam Halacha Hei. So this is why we always keep an extra day in the diaspora. Halacha Vav ufichach. Kol makom shelo hayu shluchei tishrei magiyan elav, kishahayu hashluchin yotzin, yasu shnei yamim afil bizman hazeh. Even today, kimo shahayu nosin bizman shebnei Eretz Yisrael koven al ra'iyah. What was true at the time of eyewitness determination for Kiddush HaChodesh continues to be true today. Ubnei Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh osim yom echad kimin hagan, shemi olam lo asu shnei yamim. They never did 2 days. Nimsa Yom Tov Sheni Sha'anu Osim Begolios Bizmanazeb Dibe Sovim Shetiknu Davazeb. So that is true for all the other Yom Tovim. What about Rosh Hashanah? Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Bizman Shahayu Kovin Al Hari'iyah. Now here, listen carefully. When they were Kovea based on Ri'iyah, Hayu Rov B'nei Eretz Yisrael Osin Oso Shnei Yamin Misafik. Lefi shelo hayu yodim yom shekavu bo beis din es hachodesh she'en hashluchim yotzin b'yantif. So here you see in the Rambam that it wasn't that they relied on rov shanim that Elul is not meuber. The Rambam here seems to say mefurish kedas hatosus, right? Not kedas Rashi. I believe the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says like Rashi that they would only do 1 day, based on assuming Elul was 29 days. The Rambam says that Rov Bnei Eretz Yisrael would make 2 days Misafik because they didn't know which day was Nikva as Rosh Chodesh because the Shulchan didn't yet leave. continues the Rambam Halacha Ches, and this is now relevant now for us. V'lo od ela afil b'Yerushalayim atzma shehu makom beizdin pa'amim rabos hayu osim yom tov shereshe shana shnei yamin. How so? Even in Yerushalayim itself, they would have cases and situations where they have 2 days. She'im lo ba'u ha'edim kol yom shloshim. If Edim did not come on Yom Shloshim, Noigim hayu ba'osei yom shemitzapin le'edim kodesh u'machu kodesh. So they would end up keeping l'maisa 2 days in a row. Behoil v'hayu osin osa shnei yomim afi bizman ha're'iyah. Since you'd have cases where they would keep 2 days even bizman ha're'iyah, back then in Yerushalayim as well, in Eretz Yisrael, hiskinu shiyosin afil b'nei Eretz Yisrael oso tamid shnei yamin bizman hazeh shekoven al hachezben. Hinei lamadta shafilu yom tov sheni shavash hashan bizman hazeh midivei sofrin. So this is the Rambam here in Kiddush HaChodesh. More about this, you have to see carefully the sugyas and beits in the beginning on Daf Hey, exactly how that works out, that they would have many cases of 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, and this is why, again, the basis for the Yom HaRichta idea. I just wanted to have, because of obviously Inyan and the Yom, I'll have a little bit of a appreciation of this Inyan. Kiddush HaChodesh is a lot of Kiddush HaChodesh is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. People learn for the 4 Sudas Rosh Hashanah, people learn the 4 Prakim of Rosh Hashanah, each meal 1 parak. So if you do that, you end up learning about Kiddush HaChodesh at the same time that you're learning about Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Is the earlier Prakim are about Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, any questions before we go on?
Rabbi, Yom HaRichta means that they're both days are Midaraisa, or still that the second day would be Midarabana?
I mean, I would want to say it has a status for many halachas, like it would be one day. It's not, they are coolest. We have halachas by Yom Tov Sheni, Gabi Kfuras Meis, and so on. So Gabi, that we do assume it's the second day is more kuladik. But for certain halachas, we are machmir of Yom HaRichta, Beit Sashinol, the Biyantif, other things. So yeah, there's a certain quasi-status of Yom HaRichta. But that's where the Shachiyanu comes in. Okay. I turn the Gemara.
I have a nice question also.
Sure. Eliar, go ahead.
In the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, when we were talking about the specific, there were only 6 months that the Beis Din would send out messengers. Why wouldn't the Beis Din just send out messengers every single month? Wouldn't there be enough kaminas for like shtaros, or if people were to make kinyanim, if people would be off in the days, then there's reason to know the exact day.
Interesting. I mean, the Gemara later talks about, you know, a contradiction between Edim, as far as one says it happened on this day of the month, and one says it happened different day of the month, if it's off by one. So this one knew about Yibur HaChodesh, this one didn't. Obviously, these kinds of mistakes were not uncommon because not everybody was up on the. So you're saying, why not? The easy answer is it costs money to hire shulchan, like Rashi said, the Lashon of Rashi, Rosh Hashanah. They have to pay money for shulchan. So listen, if it's not.
Is there no reason to be makbid on the exact date besides for Yantif?
Yeah, that's what it seems. It seems that those considerations, they didn't feel there was a compelling enough need to have to spend the money on the shulchan. I don't know. Maybe a better answer you can come up with. I don't know. The Mishnah only lists those months that they felt was absolutely necessary. You're right. The people wouldn't know they would have the wrong dates on documents. It's a good question. I mean, you'll find ad kedei kach that if you have Edim that are off by a day, the testimony can still be kayam because of that. So, zeh yodea bibur shecho zeh lo yodea. Yeah, it's a good ha'ara. I don't have an answer, really. Okay.
Also, I was wondering, the mistake is that the fact that, I guess, it's from the beginning of the month that you're not going to calculate the correct days from the beginning of the month, not the fact you're not going to know when the next month starts? Is that the...
Again, once you know 1 month, so again, you know, it could be you wouldn't know the next month, or according to Rashi, and we said that since Elul was almost never 30, so then it would be enough for them to rely on the assumption that day 30 was Rosh Hashanah once they knew Elul. Yeah. Yeah, but in Chanami, really technically, as Eliyahu is asking, technically each month you should have to, for the dates itself, you'd have to have shluchim, but you didn't send shluchim for every month. So what would they do? They would obviously have to be in the dark about which day it was. But for the Moedim, that was important. for Hanukkah. Those are the different things that the Mishnah says, why they sent for different times, the 6 months that they sent out. Okay, Meisivei, the next, again, even though there was a Shema Minah, the Gemara presses on, Meisivei. So now we're going to Zvachim. We went from Seder Moed to, now we're going to Seder Kodshim. Okay, then we're going to go another Seder Kodshim, Krisus, right? Meisivei, Haya Omed Kol HaLayla, Umakribala Mizbeach. La'ora Ta'un Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim Divei Rebbe. What's happening over here? What is this describing? What's this halacha? So the case is a person, a Kohen, obviously, was Omed Umakriv Kol HaLayla Ala Mizbeach. The halacha is, of course, that for Avoda, in order for Kohen to do Avoda, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, there's a halacha. In the morning to do avoda, so he does kiddush daim raglayim. As long as he's continuing to do avoda in the course of the day, he doesn't have to do a new kiddush daim raglayim from, you know, when he does new avodas. The exception, of course, as you all know, is of course when and who, when there's a separate kiddush daim raglayim over the course of the day by different avodas, who had to do new kiddush daim raglayim constantly. In Yana Dioma, no?
Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, as we know. There were five Tevilos, and for each Tevila, there was a Kiddush Daim Raglayim, so the 10 Kiddush. That's unique because the Torah, you know, we learn out from Sukkim that he had to do separate Kiddush Daim Raglayim. But normally, once you start the Avodah of the day, so then you do Avodos, and one after the other, and there's no need to do a new Kiddush Daim Raglayim. The Kiddush here has to do with when you get to a new day, so even though he was involved in Avodah at night, but still, comes the morning, there's halacha that a new Kiddush Daim Raglayim is required. So what was he doing over the course of the night? Haya omed umakriv. What do you mean? Kabbanos are not normally brought at night. So how can you be makriv kabbanos at night? So the Teretz says, we're discussing, obviously, what is he being makriv? What's he being makter at night? What things are being burnt over the course of the night? You all know from the first Mishnah in Brachos, right? What do we know? What is this is what Tfilas Maariv is connected. Tamid Shabbat Shal Shachar is Shachris, Shal Shabbat Arbaim is Mincha, and then Maariv is connected the Varmu Pedarim, right? The limbs and the fats that the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, that Koa Laila Ad HaBoker, that they can be burnt all night, and that's the Mishnah in Brachas, Hetachon Be'Evarim, right? Mitzvasan HaShidala Medashachar. So meanwhile, you have the Kohen who's involved with the, you know, burning the fats and the limbs. He's doing this at night. Derech Agav, so exactly what does that mean? Does that mean that he can actually put these Evarim Upadarim on the Mizbeach throughout the night from the ground? Or they had to already be there before Shkia Sachama, just that, you know, once they're already on, you can poke around, you can get it more burnt. So it's apparently a big machokis Rishonim on this point. See, Rashi in Brachis, Stav Beis, you're looking at Rashi on the Mishnah, it's Kemat Mefurish and Rashi, that you can put them on the Mizbeach the entire night, even if you're they're down on the ground. I think Rashi in Chumash is that way too. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk there says, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagia Tupsukim, that repeat themselves basically in different words. Lo Yolin Chelev Chagia Ad Boker, that's in Mishpatim, and then another pasuk like that, specifically by Karban Pesach, Lo Yolin Laboke Zeva Chag HaPasach, that's in Kisisa. So on that pasuk, Rashi says, Zeva Lo Yolin En Lina El Bamura Shachar, Zeva Chag HaPasach, Emura V'mikana Talamed L'chol Hekta Chalam Beivarim. That's Rashi in Kisisa. That you cannot let the Emurim stay off the Mizbeach, right, by Amud HaShachar. They have to be put on by Amud HaShachar. Rashi in Mishpatim is even more explicit. Rashi in Mishpatim on that pasuk, it says, Chav Gimel Yudches, just before Shishi. Lo Yolin Chelav Chagi Ad Boker, Rashi says, Ein Lina Ela B'Amud HaShachar, as Rashi says in Kisisa, Lina is Amud HaShachar, Shenemar Ad Boker, Avol Kol HaLayla, Yochol leha'aloso min harichpa lamizbeach. The entire night you are allowed to bring it from the ground to the mizbeach. In other words, according to Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Brachis, I think also, it seems that your mamash allowed to place the chalam be'evarim on the mizbeach before Amud HaShachar. Rashi elsewhere, I think in Menachah, says differently, and I think Maram Chalava over here says differently. Maram Chalava was a Rishon, of course. He has a comment, a short comment here also. Let me see, where is it? In the Kovetz. Where is it? Anyone have it? Okay. Yeah, Maram Chalava says, Evarim upedarim shalom nisakru mi ba'od yom. The hakrava betchila leka b'layla, but he says shalom nisakru mi ba'od yom sounds like they're already on a mizbeach, like the psukim in Parshas Tzav seem to suggest. The psukim talk about hi ha'ola ala mizbeach ko ha'layla, that they continue to burn at night. Okay, so either way, the kohen is there being makriv al ha'mizbeach. So what's the chidush here? La'ora, now obviously what does la'ora mean? Comes the next morning, meaning amud ha'shachar, to'un chidush adayim ragayim divei rabbi. So there's a halacha that lina can also require a new chidush adayim ragayim. So here you see that or means day. It's a raya that or means day. The Gemara says, not a raya, ora shiny, or could mean night. But ora means day. That's the Gemara's teretz. Rashi, omed umakriv, ko alayla, l'ora, kiddush dayim ragayim, the kasava rebbe, lina pulseles, be kiddush dayim ragayim, the time on the first, be zvachim, okay, shayla, the rai said rabbana, and the sugi over there, and zvachim, not our inyan. Ora shayni, hecha detani ora, lo pol Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that ora means day, dehu lashin yom. Okay, let's start on the next one. Now we go to Krisus. Also say the Kachin. Meisive Mazutra. Hamapeles or Lishmonim Ve'echad. Here it's or, the gears in front of us, or Lishmonim Ve'echad. What does that mean? It's after 80 days. It's the night before day 81. What's this all about? We'll read soon in the Rashi the whole background. So it says, Or l'shmonim ve'echad be'shamay potrin mikarbon. Talking about a yoledes who has to bring a carbon for a leida, and now she had a miscarriage at a point in between she finished the calculation of her yemei tohar for an akeva, which is 66 on top of the 14. Right? There were 14 days yemei tumah, followed by 66 days yemei tahara. She owes a carbon for the first leida. If Right now she has a new leida warranting a new carbon, but it happened before the daylight, so it's not ra'u yet for a carbon because you can't bring a carbon at night, as we said before, right? Only hektachal and bevarma done at night. You can't bring a carbon at night, but it's already the gemar of the 80 days. Question is, do you need a new carbon or it can be covered by the first carbon that she's going to bring for the previous leida? That's the basic outline. We'll see the Rashi soon in detail. So she's mapil, she has a miscarriage, or l'shmonim ve'echad, beis shamay potrim mikarbon, or beis hillel mechayvin. It still says that now you have to start a new, have a new chi of carbon. It's not no longer covered by the old carbon. Yet amru beis hillel or beis shamay. So Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Maishna or Shmona Ve'echad, Miyom Shmona Ve'echad. Question number one, why is the night, again, it's obviously or means the nighttime. Why is the night of the 81st day different than the 81st day itself? It doesn't feel it should be different. Just like if the miscarriage happened, Yom Shmona Ve'echad, there would be a nuchi of carbon. So too, says Beis Hillel, it should be no different if it was the night before the night of 81. Second point, as Rashi learns it, second point, im shiva lo letuma, lo yishva lo lekarva. The halacha would be, if she would see dam at the leil pei aleph, the leil shmona ve'echad, or shmona ve'echad, it would not have the status of dam tohar anymore, right? It would, dam tohar means that it's basically not viewed as mitame, as dam nida, but here it would have the status of tuma. So the same way that you're not going to view it as being part of the cycle of the days of Yemei Tohar for the Dam, so too, you should now not view it as part of this that same cycle, Lugabe Karban. The fact that you can't bring a carbon is not the point. Right now, the 80 days is over. This is Beis Hillel's argument. Good. L'maisa, that was Beis Hillel's argument to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responded. Rashi will tell us. At the end, Tosafot says Beis Hillel agreed to the Taina, but he had a pasuk. So we have a pasuk. A pasuk is a pasuk. Therefore, there's a new carbon. Our discussion is only centered on one issue. Midaka Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Maishnar. Now, from the original words, you can go different ways. You don't know. It doesn't say. What does it mean? Or. But it's clear from what it says afterwards. Maishnar or Shmona Be'achad. Miyom Shmona Be'achad. So obviously, Shema Mina or two. So obviously, or meant night. And again, here the possibility of a Losa Shachar versus Neitzachama doesn't seem to be entertained. Shema Mina. So here again, we have another raya, so we have three rayas already from Mishnayos of Raisis that or means night. This is the third one. Okay, let's look at Rashi a little bit more for the background. What does the pasuk say in Parashas Tazria? Let's just read from the psukim. Isha ki Tazria, the Yolda Zachar. So then you have two sets of days. The first set is called Yemei Tuma, V'Toma Shivas Yomim, and then so after the 7 days of Tuma, you have 33 days called Yemei Tohar. During those days, she's not allowed to touch Truma, she's not allowed to eat Kachim, she can't enter Beis HaMikdash. She's considered to be what's called Tvulas Yom Aruch. Tvulas Yom Aruch is the equivalent of somebody who was Tamei and went to the mikvah, and is still waiting for what? What's a tefuyon? What needs to happen still in order to be
Erev Shemesh?
Erev Shemesh, that would allow the person to eat truma, right? They could actually eat maaser already after tefila. They need Erev Shemesh for truma. If they have to bring a carbon that has to wait for the next morning, they can't eat kachim or enter Beis HaMikdash till they bring the carbon. We had this a little bit in Makis in the third parak, those who were with us. This is regarding a leida v'zachar. So it's 7 days. And then the 33 days, so then after the, during the 33 days, she is in the status of Tuas Yom Aruch, as we said. So again, this is for a Zachar. The Dan that she sees during this time is not Mitameher. Comes the Pasuk next and says, what about if it was in a Keva? And the possibility of Mapeles, of having a separate Karban or not, is only Shaykh, of course, if it's going to be within the window of Nekeva, because otherwise it's not going to have a chiv of a carbon, because less than 40 days you can't have, wouldn't be shaykh to have another leida. The im Nekeva seled, now the tamash v'ayim, everything is double. It would be 7 days, twice 7 days, 14 days to be tamei as a nida, and 66 days, teishiv al dmei tahara. So that's now a total of 80. 14 and 66. Uvimlos Yemei Tahara, Leveno Levas, whether it was a Beno or Bas, whether it's 40 days completed or 80 days completed. So the Chiyuv is for a Yoledis to bring a carbon. What is her carbon? Tavi Keves Ben Shnasa Leola. She brings an animal or Keves for an Ola. And she brings Ben Yona Osor Lechata. She brings a bird for a Chatas. An Ola, an animal, Olas Behema, and a Chatas Oaf. And the Kohen will bring the carbon, Vitahera, and if she can't afford to bring an animal, Keves, then she brings two birds, one Olu, one Achatas, that's the Parshas Hayoledes. Okay, so now we have the following, Hamapeles, or Lishmonim Ve'echad, says Rashi, the Krisus, the Perikama, the Kaimalon, Zos, Toras Hayoledes, now that's the Lashon HaPasuk at the end here, Zos, Toras Hayoledes, Lazachar Olana Keva. Melamed, what's the teaching of the word Zos Toras Hayoledes? What do we learn out? Toras Hayoledes, Melamed. Shemeviya Karban Echad al Vlados Harbe. That it's possible, Torah is like one Torah for all scenarios of Hayoledes. She could conceivably be bringing one Karban, meaning one combination of an animal Keves for an Ola and a bird for a Chatas, for multiple births. Okay. In other words, could be stunned. You could bring one carbon for all those births. Yachol shetavi al haleda shelefnei melos V'al ha'leida shel achar melos, karban echad v'lo yoser. You might think that she could bring one karban for a leida that was taking place lefnei melos, before you get to the melos, meaning the end of the 80 days for an akeva. And for a leida that came after you after the melos, says Talmud Roma Zos. Zos is a miut. Shem yoda le'acha melos, if she had a leida after the 80 days, after it's all over, kigon shetavla l'sof shvu'ayim shel nekeva. So what would that mean? She went to the mikvah after the 14 days of giving birth to a female, v'nis abra, and she got pregnant, v'hipila, and she had a miscarriage. So now, im toch melos hipila, if the miscarriage happened within that window of the remaining 60, she's only can go to her husband, she's only taught to her husband after the 14 days. That's once she goes to the mikvah after 14 days, she's beseder with her husband. She can't touch kachim, she can't enter Beis HaMikdash. Now, she had a miscarriage 40 days later. You see why by a zachar it wouldn't be possible. The zachar, the whole window is 33 days. So you couldn't have a leida that warrants a karban if it's under 40 days. So now 40 days, 45 days later, it's still within the 66. She had the miscarriage. Im toch melosi pila, nifteres bekarban echad. So the carbon would be one carbon. She'd be one carbon for both ladas. The im la'ach, again, you have to start the clock ticking again in terms of the cheshbon of the days, but basically one carbon for everything. The im la'achar melos, hipila, if let's say the miscarriage happened after the 80 days was finished from the first leda, kvar nischaiva b'carbon harishon kodem leda shnia. So it's already chal the chi of carbon for the first leida before the second leida, meaning the miscarriage of the second leida. And therefore, says Rashi, now this line I want you to pay attention to because of the Rambam that we'll get to. Listen to this next line of the Rashi, if you're medayik with me. Ubesof melos shel leida shnia tavi shtei karbanos. I will say, make a diuk for me if you don't mind. Somebody make a diuk in this line of Rashi. There's a separate chiyuv. What did Rashi say here? U'besof melos shel leida shnia tavi shtei karbanos. Make a diuk, somebody. I understand.
No, she didn't give birth.
Yeah. No, notice. The second leida, the miscarriage, happened after the melos of the first leida was over. So she can't be covered by the carbon of the first leida, granted. But when does she bring the carbon for the first leida? Can she bring it after the melos of the first leida? Does she have to wait till she's bringing the second carbon after the melos of the second leida? What is clearly mashma and Rashi? Now, I understand she can go to Beis HaMikdash, so she won't actually be bringing the carbon into the Beis HaMikdash herself. But what could she conceivably do? Send the carbon for that first leida to the Beis HaMikdash and have it offered on her behalf, right? And the Mela, that carbon is now checked off the list. She's not going to be able to use that for the leida that happened subsequent to the melos of the first leida, the seder. So then when you get to that point, count the melos of the second leida, you'll bring the second carbon. But notice what Rashi said. Not just did Rashi say that she's not exempted with one carbon for both leidos, Rashi also said that the bringing of the two karbanos have to come together. It sounds from Rashi that she couldn't bring the karban for the first leida, even though the melos of the first leida was over, since she's still in the middle of the melos, or since she hasn't yet been able to bring the second karban, so that's going to hold her back from bringing the first karban for the first leida. That's what it sounds like in Rashi's lashon, right? That I understand. That's if the miscarriage happened when? After the melos of the first leida. Everyone with me so far? Yeah? The imi pila, now here comes the question in our Mishnah. The imi pila, Leil shall knisas shmona de'echad, or lishmona de'echad. So now it's interesting. It's like a twilight zone. It's at a point that technically the 80 days are over, 66 and 14, the 80 days are over, but she hasn't yet come to the point that she's allowed to bring the carbon for the first lady. Everyone with me? This is the case of our mission. On the one hand, the melos of the first Leda was over, but what hasn't yet arrived? What hasn't arrived? So here we have this machlokes. Beis Hillel says that is enough to say that you're no longer going to be covered by the first carbon. That's called la'acha melos. New carbon is required. Again, when do you bring the new carbon and when do you bring the old carbon? Both are brought at the time of the melos of the second leda. So you count another, if it was in a cave now, so another 80 days is when you bring both carbonos. What did Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai? Let's go a little quicker. Maishna or Shmona Be'echad, Yom Shmona Be'echad, Halo Atem Odim Lanu. You agree. Shimlo Hi Pila Halayla, Vi Pila Lamachar. If the miscash will be the next day on Yom Pe'alef, Shechayeves, that she's Chayev in a separate carbon, says Beis Hillel, Af, Kishi Pila or Lishmona Be'echad, if they happen on the night of 81, Mistis Chayev, Shabil Chodover Hayom Be'alayla Shavim. In all halachas, day and night are the same. So it's already, as far as we're concerned, we're viewing this as Yom Pei Aleph because the night is already Pei Aleph. So how can you say that she's niftar with the same carbon? And now another point. Another proof says Beis Hillel, dehoel b'shavelo l'tuma. What does that mean? Shavelo l'tuma. That it happens to be that Yom Leil Pei Aleph is the same status as Yom Pei Aleph Lugabe Tuma. She'atzki asachamo shoshmonim, until you get to Shkia of the 80th day, what's the status of that dam that she'll see until Shkia of day 80? It's called dam what? Abosai, what's it called? Dam? Tohar, right? It's not metameh. So damei tahorim v'im tira le'achashkiya sachama damei tmeim ki'ilu hi ro'a l'machar. So with Gabe seeing dam on the night of going into Pei Aleph, it's going to have a din not of dam tohar. So that's true. So for the same token, by the same token, the status of carbon should be the same, that she shouldn't be covered by the carbon that's nischayev already. V'lama lo yishva laf l'carbon shekeshem shim tapil l'machar. Just as if tomorrow there'll be a miscarriage tischayev, a new carbon, kach tischayev al havlad shalelo. This is Beis Hillel's response. The Gemara's diuk is coming from the words of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's words were, maishna or shmona be'echad, ni yom shmona be'echad. That shows you that or meant night. Well, maisa Rashi fills us in on Beis Shammai's response. Shubas Beis Shammai, mesach de krisus, ishnuya, lo, there's a difference between the night and the day. And there's a difference between the fact that by dam, the night would be a separate status, but by carbon, it's different. What's Beis Shammai's response? Lo. Im amartem biyom shmona ve'echad, shekein yatsisa l'shaharu uya l'havi ba'carbon. Yom shmona ve'echad is already fit to bring a carbon by day. L'fichach nischayva b'carbon arishon. So the chalos hachiyuv of the first carbon is only really existing, not by night of Pei Aleph, but the day of Pei Aleph. That's when you can bring a carbon for the first time. V'shuv ein leida shniyam nefteres bo. That's when the second leida will not be exempted by the carbon because you already have in front of you the chiyuv materialized. Tomu b'mapeles o shmona be'echad, shelo yotza midei vlad arishon l'shar ro'yil carbon. It hasn't yet been the point that it's possible to bring a carbon. That's the response to question number one of Beis Hillel. What about the second kasha? How about the fact that by the damim, the status is already different at the night? By damim, says Beis Shammai, she'atem omrim she'ena mochichim, she'arei hi pila toch melos, even within melos, damel she'leida tmeim uptura min hakarban. The fact is, the dam of the leida is mitamei, and she's part of min hakarban. So you see that you can have tuma of dam and not be chayiv a carbon. So just like if she had tuma of dam of leda, doesn't have a din of dam tohar, and that still she still puts them in a carbon. So too, you can say that the dam that's mitamehar on the night of peyalef, but nevertheless she's still going to be put them in a carbon. Tosu says that Beis Shammai's response was accepted. Im shiba lo letuma chazu beis silam mizeh atam mitzuvasim shel Beis Shammai betamayo kedesan perakam dekrisus o levas lerabos or leshmonim veechad. So we still had a pasuk that says o levas is marbe that the or leshmonim veechad you have a new chiyuv of carbon. Okay, there's the diuk and the Rambam to look at, and then Mirza Shem the next piece of Gemara on to Noser. Any questions? Okay, Chevra, Rabbi Sayyid, have a wonderful day. Shukayach.